I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The General Banter Podcast with Cole and Jettis.
Right about you, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Cole and Jettis.
It's Geddes, actually.
Geddes.
Geddes.
Geddes. Geddes. Geddes.
Fuck you. What the fuck is happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. On today, that is the 15th of November. It is 7:45 in the morning, and my throat is fucked. Anyway, let's go for it. As usual, the sponsor of the podcast this week is beer52.com. If you go on to beer52.com and go to their blog section, I did an interview with them recently about the relationship between comedy and beer, okay? Which is a very strong bond for me, alright, guys? They sponsor the podcast. If you don't know what beer52.com is, it's like a subscription service for craft beer, okay? Nothing quite like talking about beer at 8 in the morning. But if you're sick of drinking, you know, shitty domestic beer, I'll not name any names. Something that rhymes with fucking Gnarlsberg. Did you see that ad they did? And they were trying to like, oh, this is the original fucking little bottle of spit that we made Carlsberg from. And you're like, you should have fucked it in the bin in fucking 17, whatever it was, you assholes. Anyway, beer52.com. If you want to get some delicious craft beers sourced from all around the world, and the theme changes every month. Oh, are they from America? They're from the north of England. We're celebrating art. This is what you do. You basically subscribe and they'll send you a box of beer every month with a free magazine, which is more like a book. And, you know, all sorts of stuff. Snacks, bottle openers. And all you have to do is go there, subscribe. The reason I'm telling you that is because there's a code, which is BANTER10, B-A-N-T-E-R 10, and it gets you £10 off your first box of fancy beers. So how about that shit? Beer52.com. And then check out the interview I did, where I'm trying to be all fucking articulate and write proper. Mm-hmm. Guys, my throat's killing me. I'm drinking a lemon sip with honey in it. Which, by the way, if it was lemon sip and honey and you happen to throw like some fucking, like, whiskey in there, I mean, don't do that because you might die because it's full of, like, I just realised, I freaked out there and I looked down and I was like, is my mouth bleeding? As I looked at the edge of that cup, and then it turns out your mouth isn't bleeding. It's just that it's covered in your girlfriend's lipstick, who is a makeup artist who basically covers her lips in very brightly coloured things and then very gingerly drinks out of cups and then just kind of leaves them around the house. And then I don't see it. You know, it's waxy. It barely washes off. And here you are with what may be 3-week lipstick just on the side of a cup there. Maybe that's why I have a sore throat. You know, I'm drinking out all these cups with fucking old spit on it. Gross. I'm up at a reasonable hour today. First time since, last week. You know, I saw someone put up a Facebook status and they said Conor McGregor fucking up sleeping patterns since 2013. Not far wrong from the truth, people. Staying up the fucking dickhead o'clock to watch that fight. I mean, we'll get to the fight. But the whole week has been basically, I don't know whether I recorded a podcast right before the old Trump election. Yeah, it was Tuesday night. So since the last time I spoke to you, Donald Trump is now the president of the United States, which, judging by the look on his face, he's like one of those, oh my God, he's like one of those guys that, you know, like, talked a lot of shit and then someone takes their jacket off and they're like, well, come on the fuck then, I'll fight you. And the guy's like, has that look on his face, like, oh shit, I didn't realize it would get this far. That's exactly the face he had. I mean, everyone made that same comparison, you know, like, he looks like a guy who fucking lied on a CV and then he got the job and he just had that stupid fucking... I mean, that's gonna be hard to come across in audio format, but he's, you know what I mean? He's got that, like blobfish, you know, one of those? Google blobfish, that downward fucking frown. Sitting there talking to Obama, who was probably... I bet you when they shook hands, Obama, like, squeezed his hand. He's like, listen, motherfucker. Fucking slobber about me. I'm just going to take a shite in the White House and not flush it. How about that? In fact, Trump might be the only guy where moving into the White House is a downgrade for him. Gets in there, he's like, this is disgusting, rip it out. See, I really should perfect some sort of Trump impression, because I feel like it could be utilised in stand-up for a long fucking time. In the probably the whole all next year, probably. So he's the president, and I gotta say, for all the fucking we obviously don't live in that country, but for it's like any news these days, it's like, oh my God, this is the end of the world, Brexit, this is the end of the world, and then you just kind of carry on with your fucking day. You know, what's going on? Oh, he's gonna build a wall. Is he bollocks? Ask the cunts that built the fucking pyramids how that felt. Oh. You could start working, you could come out of school and start working as a wall builder between America and Mexico, and then you could fucking retire and then die and they'd still not have completed that wall. You know, think of the fucking labour it would take to build a 2,000 mile wall. Are you mental? We're gonna build a wall. Well, here's what you do. You get a job as a fucking wall builder and then you just accidentally block yourself into one end of it. What are you going to do? Build it and then... Yeah, I mean, they're not using... They're definitely not going to use... Are they going to use American people? Or are they going to use fucking cheap immigrants? If it is a real wall at all, you know? Next week on Colin Geddes' podcast... He fucking blindly talks about other political matters. Anyway, the best I can do is that he's just a fucking candy floss headed fucking retard. Let's talk about the week real quick. Shot a couple of videos last week if you want to see them. Bestie McD. Return of Bestie McD, which was just after the election. Did that. One of the most difficult videos to edit that I've ever taken on in my life. One of those things you're like, I'll make a quick video, and then 8 hours later you're like, okay, get it over with. And then we did a Buy the Blender predicts the Conor McGregor fight, which, if I remember correctly, was right. Huh? Second round knockout. He's a wise boy, that fucking Buy the Blender. Anyway, this is why I'm so fucked right now. What night was it? Friday night was... girlfriend Maureen's birthday. Now, it's going to be hard to top the birthday that she organised for me. You know, I'm 30, she's 27. Guess what? No one cares about 27. You know, unless you're Kurt Cobain, Amy Winehouse. You know, any other cunt that died that age. Mm-hmm. So, basically I'd ordered her a pretty sweet present off the internet. And then she was here when I arrived, and I was just like, do you know what? Just take it, because you know I can't hold a fucking secret. Fuck knows how she organized a surprise party for me, and it actually worked. Because, I ordered her a present, and it arrived, and I knew it was in the house, and I was just like, listen, it's killing me. It's killing me that, you know, I have this present in the house, so I just give it to her. The present, that is. And so that was it. So pretty much on Friday, all she got was a card. But what can you do? But then we drank on Friday night. got an Indian and drank. And the worst thing is, if anyone has a sweet house or an area in their house where people congregate and drink, no one sends you home. No one's like, right, you've had enough, go home. And you feel like you're doing all right, you know, because you're mixing yourself like whiskey and fucking whatever's, some sort of diet soda. And you're like, listen, I'm fine. I'm drinking water in between. I had a big meal. I feel great, you know, but you are drinking like Jack Daniels and fucking Diet Coke till, you know, 4 a.m. And then, of course, Saturday I woke up with an absolutely steaming hangover. And then I was like, how the fuck am I going to stay up and watch this McGregor fight? And basically, I had the plan in my head. I was like, listen, people are coming around here to watch this fight. They don't usually come around at like 12 o'clock. So, you know, I'll get through the day doing whatever. And then hopefully at about 8 or 9 o'clock at night, I'll just go for a bit of a quote unquote nap and sleep for fucking 4 hours. But sure enough, that never happened. You know, and I'm sitting there at 12 o'clock, people are coming around, and I was like, right, well, I may as well get a fucking shower here before anyone comes around. Because, of course, I've been lying around all day like a homeless. So I go for a fucking shower, and people are arriving at the house, and I was like, here we go. Let's try and rattle through the rest of this fucking 6-hour shift. Running on about 5 hour sleep from the night before, hungover as fuck. Great. And of course what happens is you start drinking again and the horrible hangover that you have slowly leaves your body and you're like, listen, this is why I'm a professional drinker. Okay? I feel fucking great right now. Pumped, if anything. And then of course we sat and watched the fights. Obviously if you're not in the UFC, this is going to be boring as shit. But let's talk about some of the fights, will we? If I can remember any of them. The standouts, obviously, let's get it up, actually. Let's get it up, get a bonus, send some blood into my dick shaft. Right, here we go. UFC 205, first of all, the first ever one in New York. And, of course, some of the most, you know, anytime fucking, what the fuck is this? Huh? Oh my god. Of course any fight with McGregor in it, the press conferences and the lead up are just fucking ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? He turns up dressed like fucking some sort of pimp. Which apparently was a shout out to the old what's his name? Joe Frazier. Who wore more or less exactly the same outfit at Madison Square Garden. Slabbering at fucking everybody, said something about Eddie Alvarez's wife and kids not being able to recognize him, and he's like, oh yeah, you better apologize to me for bringing up my wife and kids. And McGregor's like, yeah, how about you get these fucking balls in your face? It's like, it's amazing how he can just switch it on, and you can see in his face that he's like squirming in his chair, McGregor, like he's just having so much fun. He's like he's like, I can say whatever the fuck I want to these idiots. And they just fucking, they get so whipped up. And, you know, it's a nightmare. That the reason the Diaz fight was good was because the Diaz brothers are two fucking slabbers and they're two scumbag cunts. You know what I mean? So anytime they're like, fuck you, motherfucker, they talk like that to their fucking mother, probably. Do you want some Weed-A-Bix? Fuck you, bitch. Fucking, you know, playing touch butt with your butt. That's the way they talk. Whereas every other cunt that they fight has to learn to speak like that. So you get someone like Eddie Alvarez who hasn't really slabbered much about any opponent. And then all of a sudden he's getting ripped apart by McGregor. And he's all like, yeah, you owe me an apology and all. And he's like, fuck up, you baldy wee twat. Mm-hmm. Let's go through that card. Let's break it down. It was big fights. Let me see if there's a fight that anyone's going to fucking recognize or give a shit about. The first one I saw was Tim Booch, because I was trying to get the fucking BT to work. BT, there are certain things in my fucking throat is bleeding. There are certain things in the world. Oh my god, look at the chemtrails outside. So many white lines in the sky at this time of the morning. Bit dodgy, isn't it? They're dropping chemicals on us, guys. What the fuck was I talking about there? Oh, yeah. In my lifetime, there have been certain things that I've, like, experienced, right, that are a fucking nightmare. Number one, UCAS, right? I don't know. I barely remember using it, but I just remember at the time going, do you know what? I don't give a fuck what I get. And that was true because I knew I was getting into art college, but I was like, why am I hanging around on this fucking piece of shit? I'm only in school and I know that this is badly designed. This is fucking terrible. Let's talk about other things that are shite. Microsoft Word, okay? I've used a plethora of software. All sorts of shit. Editing software, fucking Photoshop, InDesign, all this shit. I dabbled with some 3D things when I was in uni. That was a fucking bollocks as well. Microsoft Word is the most... You're sitting there with a bunch of words going, where the fuck? Move in? Why is the writing going to the edge of the fucking page here? It's not going to come out with a print. Just losing your shit. Where's the fucking colon? Oh, it's on the keyboard. Like, just losing my shit. Can I put a photo in there? Oh, it's just going to fucking drive all your writing. All your, it's disappeared now. Nah, it's disappeared. Great. Mm. I have to keep drinking now. I'm going to be sick. Microsoft Word bullshit. iTunes, when it decided to change. You know, when you put your phone in, it's like, do you want to sync? Do you want to fucking da-da-da? And you're like, what happened to the days of, I plug my phone in, I open a file, and it shows you all the music that's on my phone, and I just take music off or put music on if I want it. That was back in the day when, you know, you either definitely owned music or you definitely stole it from somewhere, and you could just have the actual file lying there. Whereas iTunes is all like, you know, oh, we see that there's room on your phone, so we're just going to fill that up with shit. You know, and then you're sitting, you know, with all your boys trying to be all gangster, and then some fucking, like, you know, Beyonce album track comes on, and everyone's like, what the fuck are you listening to that for? And you're like, listen, bro, that's my girlfriend's music. AKA, I'm singing it in the shower mirror every time I get out of the fucking shower. Are you gonna lick my balls? Na-na-na-na-na-na. I didn't bump into him. I think it was at Lavery's, where he's at all the time. But, I was in a coffee shop, actually. Aaron McCann comes skipping down the road, and he's like, have you heard that song by the Chainsmokers? And I was like, yeah, that's really annoying fucking one that's all over the internet and the radio. And he's like, yeah. And he goes, man, I cannot stop. He's like, It is the reason I get up in the morning is to listen to that song. I'm going to put it on right now because it's very contradictory. Hold on. Here we go. Chain Smokers. Also, shout out to Mr. Steve Nice, who, 48 million hits, suck my dangly tits. He did another one of his artistic impressions of some of the Facebook, or some of the podcast banter. If you want to check that guy out, he basically will take a little section of my podcast and make an image out of it. You know, for example, when I said Brock Lesnar should have been allowed to fight Brock Turner. And he made like a UFC versus poster. You know, just wee jokes like that. The time I said Aaron McCann, his head was so big that... You know that old joke of like, your dick's so big that when you hit a boner, you faint? I said his head's so big he can't actually afford the blood for a boner. You know, his head can't do without the blood to send to his dick. He never had a boner. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he made a Penguin book cover of that. But then last week, after I went on the rampage about Lil Yachty, the rapper that Aaron introduced me to, and I'll never forgive him for doing so, because he is in fact the shittest rapper of all time. And then you just kind of it's a recurring theme now where I just keep hearing things where I'm like, I know that guy's a millionaire. I mean, it used to be, you know, if you were a rapper, you know, you had a great voice, nice clear fucking rhymes, you know, you were saying some shit that was half interesting, and it was in the spirit of, you know, it was in the spirit of, like, battle rap, almost, where it was all like, yeah, my shoes are awesome, you look like shit, I mean, what I'm saying right now is probably going to turn into some sort of meme from this fucking guy. Where are we here? But I keep hearing it over and over again. We're like, well, I need to find something. I'm Googling something here in the background, which is obviously very interesting for you at home. Or at work. Definitely don't listen to this in your own fucking time. Okay, this is what I seen. There's just these guys where it's like, you know, it used to be you had to have some sort of vocal skill, and now it's like, oh no, now you get a guy who can barely talk. Like, he can barely fucking talk, and someone's went, mate, you should be a recording artist. He's like, you manage. We're like, oh, wait, did you fall off a motorbike and turn your brain half the porridge? You should definitely go into the talking out loud business. You know, we'll pay this asshole $1 million here, and you can fucking rap over it. I mean, it sounds like I'm singling someone out. I am. I was on Instagram and I seen a clip of, in quotes, rapper designer, okay, who really does talk like he had a brain virus, and now he's like, bleh. And then they had him in Vogue, right? This is obviously on my fucking suggested thing on Instagram, you know, because of the high-end art shit that I look at. Is that suggested based on your interests? Because I'll go in there and it's essentially UFC fights and then girls with big fat arses. Step into the world of Colin Geddes. What could possibly be in here? Oh, fighting, yes. And indeed, not these like Insta models. Literally like big fat fucking arses. Here we go.
Is that your name?
Chase your dreams.
This is right. Chase another last one. This is the guy, designer, that was obviously went in to do some fashion thing at Vogue, right? Don't ask me why this is in my suggested things, right? Listen to this fucking gimp talk.
We don't want a verse?
You want to do a verse?
Yeah, do a verse.
So he's in front of like all these people and they're like, do you want to do a verse? And he's like, yeah, sure. By the way, he's wearing a suit with nothing under it. So just a jacket and some fucking short trousers. Here we go, listen to this. And he looks like ODB did more crack than ODB did.
Timmy Turner, he be wishing for a burner to kill everybody walking. You know that it's on the furnace for bitch and BT. And he bought you fucking no BT, wallet for wallet. Kill everybody walking. You know that it's on the furnace. And I was going to say, I'll go crazy. I want to spit out the album. That's a little bit better.
What? Did you hear what he said after?
I'm a friend, I want to put out the album, but you think that's a little bit better.
Capella, Timmy Turner.
Jesus fucking Christ. I mean, I don't know what, if that is any value to anyone listening at home, you know? But anyway, this will lighten you up here.
That's an issue, but I'm okay.
Just imagine Iron McCann bobbleheading it down Botanic to this. Like one of those remember those little football statues you used to get free with like fucking Frosties or something? It was like Paul Scholes, wee tiny body, big old Donkey Kong head. Just imagine one of those strolling down the street. Just a load of pretend fucking. I mean, that sounds like a child with learning difficulties on a fucking, like, mother care keyboard. $48 million hits. I mean, that's 4 minutes long, and it's just 4 minutes of people sort of going with each other in a room. Is this going to be one of those things where I start off going like, what a pile of shit, and then 10 minutes later I'm like, can I get the lyrics to that just tattooed as a tramp stamp above my dick? Is that what a man tramp stamp is? The bush design? You know, just do it above my dick. Like that dude that was on, I rewatched that. I didn't rewatch it, it just came on the fucking TV. But that Naked Attraction, where it was like, this girl come out and she had to pick all these dudes and the fucking, the board went up. And there's what, it's all like, yeah, there's a wee brown guy, there's a fucking normal white guy, fat belly, weird dick. And then there's one guy that's in shape and then just full, just hanging some serious fucking bratwurst. And she's like, oh, fuck. And then the next level goes up. The guy with the big old fucking hog piece has a fucking six pack. And she's like, oh my God, this is great. I'm literally foaming at the lips. And then she picks off the other guys and makes them, you know, she doesn't want to go. She'd be like, oh, your butt's quite cute, but, you know, your nipples are weird or whatever, right? And she clearly wants to go, listen, mate, you're not really in shape and your face is fucking borderline whatever. So slide on the fuck. And she kept just keep looking at this guy and then woo, the head goes up. He's got hair like Predator. You know what I mean? He's like half black with fucking, you know, dreadlocks and shit. Big old fat dick. And she's like, well, I'm definitely going to pick him. And then they get down to the last two. So you got this guy's about 6'2", big long cock, has a fucking... This is when you know you're confident you've got a big fat dick. He had like an elephant head tattooed around the dick. And he's just sitting there just bashing off his knees, right? And she's like, yeah, I'm afraid I'm going to have to pick this guy. And again, palm the other guy off. Like, I just really don't like guys with facial hair or whatever. And you're like, it's clearly nothing to do with the fact that he's got fucking facial hair. It's just that this other guy is hung like a fucking whale. And then basically she picks him. She gets her turn to come out naked. She's trying to be all cute. Like, you know, I don't shave my fucking puss or armpits. And you're like, oh my God, great. No, but definitely shave them. Or just make an effort. Just make sure, just look like you give a shit, you know? Is that what people do now? That, you know, you just stop being arse doing stuff and then claim that it's like being body positive, you know? I used to have a six pack and all, but then I just decided to get really, really fat and grow my bush hair out, and I feel body positive. Really, sure you didn't feel better when you were like fit and groomed, no? You fucking mess. Anyway, she comes out naked. This guy's like, oh yeah, I like what I see. He starts getting a boner, no joke. If you watch it, he goes from, you know, completely vertical hang to about a reverse 45 degree, and they start talking, and they're like, so why did you pick this guy? And she goes, oh, I don't know, he's tall and whatever. And she goes, you know, in brackets, massive cock. And then the presenter was like, so what do you think of his the fact that he has a prosthetic leg? And the girl goes, oh right, did not see that, did not even notice that. Fellas all around the world getting blamed for being like, oh, you're just into big tits, you only see tits. Really? What about fucking dick scoper over there? She's just like, phew! That's when you know you've a big fat dick, is when people don't even know that you notice that you've got a full fucking pistorius going on down one side. Outrageous. Anyway, we've covered dicks and terrible rappers. I tell you who should be, if you're going by the rules of rap these days, who should be a rap superstar? Is my boy Braindead Brendan Dassey, who was in Making a Murderer, who was sent to jail for like being involved in the murder of some woman at a car lot somewhere. And you know, the famous line was, am I going to get to see WrestleMania? And everyone's like, listen, bro, you're going to jail for about 20 years. You fucking Braindead son of a bitch. So get used to that. And anyway, he's got released recently. I didn't read into it. It was probably someone went, you know what, if he was involved in the murder, you know, he's probably retarded enough that he didn't have anything to do with it. So that's great news for all you Making a Murderer fans. You know, you can go, they can do a follow-up documentary, keeping up with the Dassies, the Kardashians. And Essentially, it's they follow him around trying to get back into real life. No doubt they'll send him to, you know, like a Louis Theroux documentary. They'll send him to like a wrestling boot camp and all that sort of stuff. All that sort of good stuff. Speaking of weird murders, it came on Radio 1. I, you know, just like anything else, Radio 1 are as much of a fucking like clickbait type thing as anyone else. Because it comes on. And it's like, if you have young children in the room, you should maybe send them out for a second. And then they went on to tell some story about some policeman where it's like, oh yeah, he was on Grindr. Most people didn't even know he was gay, but he went to some dude's house. The dude was obsessed with fucking Breaking Bad. And basically, I think they had a load of strangle wanks and then he ended up getting cut up and left in a bath. So, great. Great times, guys. I mean, I look that up. Let me just look that up because there's bound to be more to that story. I just thought it was funny because he was there for 6 days and they were like, yeah, there was a bit of a, I think it was in Wales somewhere if I remember correctly, because all I could hear on the radio was like, I didn't know he was gay, and then we went in and the house smelled like rotting corpse, and then, where are we? Where is it? Jesus Christ. I was looking at it earlier. You fucking asshole. Colin googles stories and then doesn't find them for ages. Anyway, I can't be fucked. Let's move on to some questions, guys, shall we? Shall we move on to some questions? Oh my god, with it. I mean, it's sunny this morning, and you're like, can you fuck off, son? Jesus Christ. We'll hit some questions, and then at the end, we'll listen to more rappers in the club style as I walk around this fucking office. This might clock in as one of the worst podcasts of all time. Let's hit some questions, shall we? As part of this podcast, let's go to Twitter. William Bradford, will Trump build a wall? We spoke about this earlier, but if let's face it, he's not doing like two terms. No one's gonna fucking re-vote that asshole in. Then, as soon as they get an opportunity for someone else to take over, they'll be in. Because you'll have 4 years of this gimp walking around being explained to what things are. So basically, this is how the economy works. And he's like, what? Well, actually, that he might have a fair idea about, but imagine there's going to be some shit that he has to learn in the next 4 years that he's not going to have enough time for. And they're certainly not going to build a 2,000 mile wall in 4 years. So we'll see how that goes. Did you watch Planet Earth? Attenborough could narrate a beheading video and make it watchable. And that's from Chris Reezy. That is true. You watch any of those, well, that would imply that what you're watching isn't worth watching. There's some of the most unbelievable shots I've ever seen in my life. And then he's over the top like, watches this little iguana runs for its life. He could. I mean, immediately that you've said that, I'm now thinking, what would it sound like if he did narrate a beheading? And we're down to the last sinew. As this psychopathic jihadi takes a blunt Swiss Army knife to the final bit of spine. No! Just screaming death. Haven't seen a beheading in a while, you know. You sort of, ISIS went too hard, too fast, you know. They were doing all sorts of crazy shit. Let's burn a fucking guy in a cage. You ran out of ideas pretty swiftly. Mad cunts. Also, when's it too early to put the Christmas tree up? I would at least wait till you see that most other places have theirs up, then have a go at it. You don't want to be the first guy with your Christmas tree up. Also, all it does is just take up room in the living room, which annoys the shit out of me. Connor McLarnon, do you like Lemmy stuff? Not really. I mean, it's not really for I don't know. Sometimes I don't know. I don't really like it, to be honest. And it's not. There's just a lot of it I watch, and I think, like, what was the point in what they not? You know, did that warrant having a sketch made about it? Probably not. Some of it's funny, but he is a fucking weirdo. Let's face it. Not a question, but the accents a few weeks ago were hilarious. Would love to see more. Yeah, sometimes I just have to be in the mood to be multi, just bilingual. Start chucking out mad languages. Did a Welsh one there, was that alright? Probably terrible. Sound like Charlotte Church. Remember Charlotte Church? I'm pretty sure I fancied her when I was a young child. Let's see what she looks like in 2016. Charlotte, she's probably got 13 kids. Charlotte Church. Come on the fuck. Oh yeah, still hot. I mean, you know, let's not be superficial about it. You know, like the girl on Naked Attraction, but she does have a big set of fucking Welsh milkers on her there. It's disgusting, Colin. You should be ashamed of yourself. And guess what? I am, almost every day. So back to these questions. Yeah, you know, you can't force the accents, Ryan. You know what I mean? They'll come out. They'll come out when they want to come out. The live podcast with Aaron is still one of the funniest things I've ever listened to. Guys, these aren't questions. These are more just compliments. Although, I mean, do we bully Aaron about the size of his head? Yes. Is it funny? Yes. Will we stop? No. Should we stop? Maybe, but we won't. I mean, it's easy. You know what I mean? It'd be like someone just, one of your mates slagging you for being bald or some shit. You know what I mean? It's just one thing. No, there's not much else to say about it. Mate, you're super dead on and everything, but your head's fucking massive. How many of the I'm a Celeb contestants do you know? Let me just do a Google of who they are, because, let me see, I'm a Celeb 2016, I'm a Jihad, right, I'm a Celeb 2016 cast, let's get them up, let's get these casts up, cast and gossip. It's been a Google heavy fucking day today. Are there any other search engines, really? Joel Dommett, comedian and former Skin star. Yeah, I've seen him do some sets before. He was about as funny as you would imagine. Jordan Banjo, one of the diversity lads. Slinging dick. Wayne Bridge, who is a footballer apparently. Larry Lamb, who is 110. You know, he was old and he was on fucking Will and Grace, or not Will and Grace, Gavin Stacey. Sam Queck. Oh, the Queckster, of course. The Queckles, she's an Olympic hockey player. Carl Vorderman, who's about as bodied up as you'd want to be when you're 75. TV presenting legend Lisa Snowden, fuck me, like Ola Jordan, she's a dancer, Strictly Come Dancing. Scarlett Moffat from, oh, your girl from fucking Gogglebox, who always has some wee stupid comment. Oh, she looks like she's got a fucking, and you're like, shut up with your fucking jokes, asshole. And then they bring the wee sister in. She thinks she's funny as fuck too. Fuck up. Martin Roberts. Don't know who you are. Danny Baker. Vaguely. He's a broadcaster extraordinaire. Tom Fletcher. From Busted Asshole. Is this year or last year? Monty Panesar. Cricket player. Kate Wright. A.K.A. Bronze Milkers. Tyson Fury. This is obviously an old thing, because I don't think any of these fucking people are in it. Was this like a gossip thing? Because they are going fucking dog shit with it. Tyson Fury. Fucking Aliona Violina or something. Who the fuck is that? I don't know. Strictly Come Dancing Pro. I don't know. Ryan Lochte. These are just the maddest fucking, like, Eamon Holmes. They're just swinging in the dark here. Donald Trump, Beyonce, Gary Glitter, Maggie Wheeler, who played fucking Janice in Friends. I wouldn't be surprised if she went in. She probably needs the cash. These people might all be in it. I haven't watched it. Donald Trump, digital. I'm on digitalspy.com. I bet you this is a full piss take website, is it? I can't even watch this. Fuck it. Anyway, I don't know fucking any of them, but sure, who gives a shit? Let's hit these Facebook questions. Pow, pow. I've had a big dick day today. Happens about once a month. It's a lesser covered topic by the media. How often is your big dick day? And don't say every day. Every day, bitch! I would say the day I don't wake up with a steaming erection is the day I start to worry, okay? That's the day when I'm like, I'm starting to decline as a man. You get those big dick days. And it's usually when there's no one around to see it, you know what I'm saying? It's like a fucking, I don't know, no one believes you. No, but who are you going to tell, you know, your mate? Oh, mate, I fucking woke up today and my dick was literally thrice the girth of it normally is. I mean, like, that's really interesting news for me to hear, you fucking idiot. But yeah, it does happen, you know. Don't expect it to happen after any sort of physical activity, aka sports or working out, because your body's like, listen, your dick doesn't get blood right now, it's everywhere else. Mick Higney, what the fuck is happening? Getting my question in early. I'd love to know what your top 5 most memorable gigs are. Not necessarily your best. And the ones that are ingrained in your brain. Is that a helicopter outside or a fucking... Is it? You never know around here. It's like, is it a helicopter or a tractor? Who gives a fuck? Top 5 most memorable gigs. Definitely has to be the Ulster Hall. That one's a pretty big gig. Jesus Christ. What other shit was memorable? Obviously, your first gig, the Ulster Hall gig. It's hard to fucking remember. A couple of those first live podcasts were pretty sweet. I also remember the gigs I did before I went to the Fringe. The preview gigs where you were nervous about like how your show was going to come together. And then they both went fucking brilliant. They were pretty memorable. There was obviously the nightmare gigs that happened in like somewhere in Lurgan where there was a fucking riot outside after it. That was pretty memorable. Yeah, we basically did stand-up, and then I just walked off mid-sentence. And I remember getting a message, someone saying, oh, you're too scared of the fucking Lurgan people or whatever, and you just walked off. And I was like, why would I stand there and talk for 20 minutes longer to fucking nobody? I say nobody. The place was full of people, but no one gave a flying fuck. Like, they were all just getting warmed up for the fight that was about to happen. I remember doing Mason's, the first headline gig that I ever did. Years ago, which actually went surprisingly well. I remember doing a gig in Mason's. One of the best gigs I've ever done, I think, was in Mason's, where Mickey was on before me, and he was absolutely fucking destroying. And I was like, oh, Jesus Christ, this is going to be a nightmare for me. And that's when I learned that you actually want someone really, really funny on in front of you, because the crowd's absolutely loving it, and all you do is just go, let me just nip in there behind you, thank you. Lee McGlinchey. Maureen comes into whichever room you're in. Right, Colin, I've had enough of your shite. It's either me or your career. Which would you pick? I know it wouldn't happen, but talk us through it. So if she came in and said, you have to be with me or you get to do your career. How the fuck do you, I don't know. First of all, don't expect to have any sort of girlfriend or whatever if you don't have a career. You know what I'm saying? That's all I really have to say. If you turn around and went, listen, I've quit everything. I'm not getting any more money and whatever. But I've committed my life to you. They'd be like, definitely just commit your life to getting some fucking money, asshole, or else you're going out with a complete fucking loser. But then, you know, I'm the sort of asshole where I'm confident enough, I'd be like, listen, I'll just get a fucking different career. You know what I'm saying? Excel in that. Not that I'm excelling in my own right now, but I don't even know what my career is if you were to fucking try and nail it down. I don't know. I don't know. I definitely wouldn't be like, yeah, Maureen, I'm just going to dump you because I really enjoy, you know, going to places like Castle Derg to do a gig. I haven't done a gig like that in quite some time, but you know what I mean. Oh, let me go do 10 minutes in the Pavilion in Belfast at an open mic night. So I'm afraid we're going to have to end our relationship there, okay? Unbelievable. I don't know. They sort of, I don't know. I mean, is it like you're not allowed any career or you just have to be fucking... Because to be honest, I could go down about 8 or 10 routes. That's what she said. But like, you know, if it was someone's like, oh, you can't be a professional stand-up comedian, I would go, that's all right. I'll just fucking be like a video director / editor / whatever. And they're like, right, you can't do that. And I go, right, well, then I'll just fucking... I'll try and get into, you know, writing or production or something. You know what I mean? Like, I'll do whatever. Who gives a shit? Fergal McGorman, what about that flying knee from Yoel, No Gay for Jesus? Yeah, do you remember that one? Hey, how do you feel about the fight? No gays for Jesus. That guy's out of his fucking mind. You know, wins knees fucking Chris Weidman in the head and then just walks around the ring like a fucking Nazi. Even though he's black. Yeah, it was a good knee. It was sad to see Chris Weidman get sort of knocked out like that. Well, he didn't get knocked out. He just bled a lot. He might have been alright, but the amount of blood coming out of him was fucking obscene. I think it's just one of those things. He got caught. I wouldn't mind seeing the cut. It was probably one of those things where the cut wasn't even that bad. It just, when you're all hyped up, it bleeds like fuck. Yeah, it was a pretty impressive knee. I don't think it was as impressive as fucking McGregor dismantling that guy. Just fucking... I bet you I didn't even get to the fight card, did I? Talking about the fucking UFC. I don't know, there's something about McGregor when he just works people up until they're flustered. And then he has that style where it's like the punches are so fucking powerful that all he does is manage his distance, work on his takedown defense, and just keeps people out of fucking range. You know, and he's like, bop, bop, hit him, drop them, hit him again, drop them. And by that stage, your guy Eddie Alvarez is like, oh shit, I'm scared to fucking move now. Now, then he puts his hand behind his back, like, are you gonna fucking hit me? And then takes his hands out. And then you could see that McGregor was just waiting. Like, the speed and the power was so ridiculous. And he's just waiting. And then your guy's, like, throwing a couple of feints and goes to throw a punch. And then does throw a right hand. And McGregor's just, like, under it in a fraction of a second. Bang. Left, right, left, right. And he was on his hole. And you're like, that is fucking outrageous. I watched. And then what you don't see... You saw him like, bam, 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 bam. He drops him. But when he falls to the floor, he then hits him with one very accurate left hand to the face. And it was pretty fucking impressive. Very fucking impressive. The speed of the boxing is ridiculous. And that, like, you know, it is like, I don't see the problem with people going like, oh, he just relies on such and such. He just relies on whatever. It's like, if McGregor hits you, you will fall down. And if you get up, he'll hit you again and you will fall down again. You know, that's essentially what's going to happen. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that, because it's like saying Damian Maia, it's like all he has to do is get you to the ground. And that's true with him too. It's like he uses punches to get in on you, grab you, put you on the floor, and then get on your back and choke you every fucking time. And I think McGregor's the same. You know, he's just going to keep fucking hitting you till he drops you. So, pretty unbelievable shit. Edward Dawson, best chat up line heard and used. I don't know. I mean, I could Google a list of them. There's nothing beats hearing Mickey Bartlett go, "Do you like wine gums? Then wind your gums around this." Referring to his own decrepit cock. RJ Lynch, what are your thoughts on the McDonald's Nutella burger? I have not heard of this in my life. I will look it up though. McDonald's Nutella burger. Hey, is it not just a fucking donut, bro? I mean, it's amazing that McDonald's burgers can be used as cake, essentially, because that's how sweet they are. And I don't mean that as in fucking sweet, bro. I mean, as in, like, it literally is a piece of cake. So there you go. What another disgusting pile of shit. Whatever. Just make a fucking Nutella sandwich at home, you asshole. Tyron Woodley versus Stephen Thompson was the best submission escape you've ever... Was that the best submission escape you've ever seen? I thought the guillotine was nailed on. And that is from Helen Larvin. There you go. Big old UFC fan. Best submission escape ever? Probably not. It's good. He fairly weathered the storm, but, you know, the problem with a guillotine is, in my experience, it's a muscle heavy choke. So when you get it on, there's a lot of strain in your own arms to fucking, you know what I mean, get that thing on properly. And Tyron Woodley looked like he was fucking, because he's so pumped up and yoked, he was like squeezing the guy's neck, and what looked like it was really, really tight may not have been on properly. Plus, people get used to being choked, you know what I mean? People get really good at being fucking choked out. And, you know, they're able to weather that storm. I mean, if you were to look at even my own experience, like going to jiu-jitsu, when I first started, you know, someone would grab your neck and you would tap like a fucking maniac. But then, you know, on down the line, you get choked and you're able to sit with it and kind of wait till, you know, chokes have to go on hard and fast for you to fucking tap really quickly from them. So there you go. Stuart Shawcroft. Although fair play to you, Helen, for being so deep in the submission game. Stuart Shawcroft, tried and tested man flu cure, please. Mine's Lemsip whiskey and approximately 3 wanks. I mean, if you really have the flu, you definitely don't have the energy to ring a wank out, like. But yeah, Lemsips are good. I had a Lemsip this morning because my throat feels like I was deep throating a fucking pineapple last night. I actually think I might have tonsillitis, because when I look back there, the tonsils look not so great. Chris McMinn. Did you stay up to watch 205, or now you're old and over 30, did you just go to bed and get up at 6 a.m? This cunt better be younger than me. No, I stayed up, and I drank hard, sir. I'm definitely not getting up at 6 a.m. I mean, I was up about 6:45 today, which I know isn't 6 a.m, but... Nah, I wanted to see it all, so I stayed up and watched it. Alright, Chris? What age are you, you old cunt? Connor Curry, did Mickey start working for Harp because he saw you getting some free beer 52s? Let me tell you something. I'm pretty sure that whatever deal Mickey's getting is a lot sweeter than the Beer 52 podcast sponsor that I'm getting. Not that I don't appreciate it. It's a wonderful relationship. But me and Mickey actually went on the same audition for that. But they found out that I had made ads for Magners, and I think they were just like, yeah, go on ahead and just do your rehearsing there, or your fucking audition, and we'll just check our phones, because you know you're not going to get it, because you already work for another drinks company, right, you big fat baldy twat? And I mean, it is a shame, because it's Mickey and some other baldy twat, Which would have been perfect if it was me and Mick. You know, what more do you want with your life? You know, calling a Mickey on a hard bat. He disclosed to me what he was getting paid, because we're best friends and we talk about money all the time. And to be in the fucking sort of background of an ad most of the time, not bad at all. I can only imagine what the main harpy angel got paid. Weird looking boss. Planet Earth 2 is a bit too rapey this week with the old snow leopards, James Crummy. You know, it's like that Louis C.K. bit, isn't it? Every single fucking time something has sex in the animal kingdom, it's rape. 99.9% of reproduction is through just flat out raping. So yeah, that's all I can really say about that. I wasn't really paying that much attention to Planet Earth 2 this week. I don't know what was happening at the same time. Someone was emailing me or something, but I wasn't really paying attention. What does MOBO stand for? Anyway, that Snow Leopards bit was pretty sweet, and it's class that those cameras are like activated by movement, so they just stay off, and then as soon as they feel movement, they switch on. Pretty badass. William Thompson, aka Willie T. Thompsonino. What does MOBO stand for? Because up in the description there, I wrote, "Guys, I would love you to send me some questions for my MOBO nominated podcast." It's kind of a joke, Willie, because MOBO is the Music of Black Origin Awards, which is kind of just a joke, because why in the fuck would they nominate a white guy's podcast? Saying that, they were complaining about the MOBOs this year because most of the people involved, most of the nominees were white, and they're all like, listen, this is Music of Black Origin, you have a bunch of whiteys over here. Huh? Cy Richmond, should we let the real two-belt champion, the Jackal, beat the cunt out of McGregor? It depends what sort of fucking fight you're talking about here, because if it was an MMA fight, the Jackal would be fucked, as much as I love him. And if it was a boxing match, I tell you what, if it was a boxing match, it might not be as much of a walk in the park as you think, because McGregor's way bigger than him. He's way bigger than everyone he fights in and around those weights. His range might be crazy. And McGregor can fucking box too. I know he's not a professional boxer, but he can box. And like, I don't know, McGregor might knock him out too. I would definitely fucking watch it, I'll tell you that for free. And then final question, Lewis McLean, I imagine the rest of your name is. Khabib, next for McGregor. This is turning into an MMA podcast. I feel like I should run a separate MMA podcast on the side. Realistically, if you wanted to make some serious fights, that would be the next fight. Which does not look good for McGregor, because he fought your guy, Michael Johnson, and humped the life out of him. Took him down, kept him down, wrestled the shit out of him, punched the fuck out of his face, trapped his arm, and then got him in a Kimura and ripped his fucking shoulder out, which I could barely watch because the amount of fucking jiu-jitsu matches and MMA fights I've watched where people don't tap and their fucking shoulder separates and all that shit, and you're like, oh god, why didn't you tap, you fucking idiot? Plus he had an arm trapped, so he could barely fucking tap anyway. However, there's nothing stopping them walking out, touching gloves, trying to strike for a second, and McGregor putting him to fucking sleep too. You just don't know. One punch, whack. You'd be like, wrestle that fucking concussion as your brain swirls around in your head, you Russian bastard. So yeah, I think that would be, I mean, let's face it, you would watch McGregor fight anybody, and whatever, they would all be exciting. I think that's the end of it. Is that the end of the podcast today? That's the last question. Cheers for sending the questions in, guys. Anyway, That's the end of the podcast, guys. There will be a vlog up today as well over on the Godzilla channel if you want to check that out. There is one big announcement that I haven't told you about. That me and Maureen have had a fucking master plan, and it's one of those things that's been sitting in front of your face for fucking years, and we're just like, why don't we do that? Why don't we fucking do that right now? So going back to my boy Lee there, who was talking about careers, this is more of a joint thing, and also a thing that may require other people to be involved pretty soon after that. So yeah, we have a launch date for this thing. It's going to be the 9th of December. So just keep your fucking eyes peeled for that. Yeah, keep an eye out for this thing. I'm not going to mention it now just because we haven't really got the ball rolling yet. But we have a date that we set in our own brains. So 9th of December. Just keep your eyes out. You know, follow me on Snapchat. Follow me on Instagram. And we'll maybe get that out at some stage. And remember, cheers to beer52.com. Use the code BANTER10 to get £10 off your first box of sweet craft beer, which are usually delightfully strong, may I add. And that's about all I have this week. I'm going to go and have another lamb sip and put ice directly in my throat. So I'll speak to you next week. Respect!